Department of Workforce Development Chief Economist Dennis Winters made his remarks to a special committee of state lawmakers and citizens studying ways to help high school kids be better prepared for the workforce. Winters says that under some projections, Wisconsin's per capita income is set to start declining in less than a decade. He says the consequences are serious.
If we don't raise the productivity of the worker in Wisconsin, the whole economy potentially stagnates. Because if you don't raise the productivity, you can't pay them anymore. They can't buy anything else. There's no product demand for production, et cetera, et cetera. So this is very disconcerting as we go forward.
Winter says in order to attract the kind of jobs that could turn that around, students need to come out of school with stronger analytical skills. He says even factory jobs that used to be routine, repetitive, and one-dimensional now require more of workers. Winter says it means students need to be educated whether they're going on to college or not.
The skills you need going in are the same. So no more two-track stuff. You got to have reading, advanced writing, and at least Algebra 2 to go into post-secondary education or to go into the workplace.
Winters told lawmakers and citizens on the study panel that investing in early childhood development is one high-reward, low-risk way to ensure kids will do well in the workforce later in life. Winters was one of several experts to address the committee, whose members will work on recommendations that the full legislature can consider next year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.